Now, it goes on to talk about, at the end of the millennial period, there's going to come a time when Satan the devil will again be released to go out and deceive the nations in the four quarters of the earth, and symbolically they are mentioned by those ancient tribal names that go clear back to the Table of Nations in the 10th chapter of Genesis, and seem to characterize some of the Oriental peoples. But these are to be understood in spiritual symbolism as the incorrigible wicked. This is not identifying a nationality, meaning a political entity, because remember, during the millennium, all such nationalities will have been completely subjugated. The world will become one. There will have been one world ruling government for more than 999 years now, for 1,000 years. Nationalism, chauvinism, racism will have been a thing of the past for 1,000 years. So this is describing in symbol not races, colors, creeds, nationalism, but it is describing spiritual incorrigibility. It is describing basically the wicked. Now it says there are quite a large number of them, and that they actually try to attack the headquarters of God's government. It says in verse 9, they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Now let me show you that that means exactly what it says. We can turn to the book of Malachi and take a look at the very last chapter of the Old Testament of the Bible. It says, beginning in the first verse of the last chapter of the Old Testament, "For behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that comes shall burn them up, saith the Eternal of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." Now, why does the Bible talk about a Gehenna fire? A lake of fire, as it is described in the 16th chapter of Luke, when you see the parable about Lazarus and the rich man. Why does the Bible describe a fire that is who knows how many degrees centigrade hotter than the one you've heard about all of your life in the various evangelical mainstream religions? The way the mainstream religions have it, it's a kind of a cool fire. Oh, it hurts, but it doesn't burn up. It just torments. But it doesn't burn up. It's like being way too hot, but not hot enough that the actual hair is completely singed away from you, that your skin literally cooks right off your body, and then the flesh cooks, and finally the bone, and finally you are no more. It's some kind of a fire that is a fire unknown to man. Well, what it is a figment of some people's imagination that have been victims of a false doctrine foisted off on unsuspecting minds by the archdemon of our world, the god of this world, as he's called in 2 Corinthians 4:4, who is Satan the devil, of whom it says in Revelation 12:9 that he has deceived all the nations of the earth. This says it will burn them up. And when you take a piece of paper and put it in your fireplace, you burn it up. I guess 97% of it goes up the flue. There's hardly anything remaining but a few black charred ashes. You can grind them into powder. Go on and read the rest of this. It says, verse 3, "You shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says the Eternal of hosts." Why don't the churches teach that? Why don't the churches teach that the Gehenna fire, the hellfire of the Bible, is infinitely hotter than the so-called hail where people are supposed to go when they die? You need to understand that the entire panorama of doctrines based upon the immortality of the soul are as false as any lie Satan the devil has ever told. There is no immortal soul. Instead, there is physical, temporal life and a resurrection at the time of the second coming of Christ. There is no instantaneous access into heaven. It says in Acts 2, David is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher remains with us unto this day. And it says, and David is not ascended into the heavens. And Jesus says, no man has ascended into the heavens except the Son of Man who came down from there. And here we read about the wicked becoming ashes under the feet of the righteous. Remember, Revelation 20 and verse 9 says that fire from God devoured them. What does it do when it devours them? Reduces them to ashes. That's what the Bible says.